The Y94 Morning Playhouse with Zero Rat and Maggie.
I like that.
You guys are the best.
Y94.
Imagine Dragons with Radioactive. Y94 is the number one hit music station and home of the Y94 Morning Playhouse. Hi and happy Tuesday. We're Zero, Rat, and Maggie. It is 6:26 in the morning and 21 degrees currently outside in Fargo-Moorhead. A winter storm warning is in effect from 3 p.m. this afternoon until 6 a.m. Thursday morning. We're going to see some snow. In fact, by Wednesday, tomorrow, 6 to 9 inches of snow total from the storm that's rolling on in. Sounds like the worst of it will come late this afternoon and evening. We have a fun 24 to 48 hours in front of us, Fargo-Moorhead. Mm-hmm. So you have that to look forward to. As you're doing your holiday shopping the next couple of weeks, we certainly would love to see you grab an extra toy. Now, there is a couple of organizations in the area that do some really wonderful work this time of year, and one of those is Toys for Tots. That's why we're doing this year, the Y94 Morning Playhouse Play Sleigh, where we're looking to contribute to Toys for Tots with some unwrapped toys for children of the Fargo-Moorhead area of underprivileged families. So as you're out doing your holiday shopping, you want to grab an extra Hasbro board game or a basketball or a Barbie doll, what have you, just whatever you think a child would really love. It would certainly be appreciated. And then you can drop that off at our studios on 25th Street, 1020 25th Street South. All the details at y94.com on the Playhouse Play Sleigh for Toys for Tots. Maggie, I am hoping this morning you are feeling, I want to say inspirational.
Sure.
Educational.
I can be, yeah.
Helpful. Motivational. It's Maggie the Love Doctor.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case.
Maggie is the one on the show that is the tender-hearted, gentle touch, one that understands love and relationships.
You guys have your moments.
We're okay. So when you have a question that revolves love and relationships, involves that, what you do is you go to y94.com, click on Maggie the Love Doctor under quick links, and she'll tackle it here on the show. Or just send you a quick message that says, here's what I think. Do you actually say eh in the letter?
I do.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Maggie, your first one today comes from Jared. He says, dear Maggie the Love Doctor, my wife told me recently that she thinks I should go to therapy because I have anger issues. However, the only thing that makes me angry is her. I think it would make more sense if we're going to have therapy to do couples therapy. She says I'm avoiding my issues by trying to make it our problem when it's my problem. What do I do?
Couples therapy is a good idea, I think, but I think maybe he should go alone to figure out why he is so angry at her before they go to couples therapy and he just unleashes.
So you don't think one or the other is
no,
right?
I don't.
You would like to see him maybe figure out where, get his head
exactly.
straight. Exactly. And then bring her into it.
Exactly.
Well, that's really nice advice.
Yeah.
I was thinking slap her upside the head, somebody, like a friend or a sister or something, because you have a guy that's like, how about we go to couples therapy? How often do you get a guy that suggests
right.
that? But I do like, I like your advice better.
Okay.
So first him, then them together.
Yes.
Okay. Haley says, Maggie the love guru. My husband called my booty the other day my badonkadonk. And I feel like he basically just told me I got a fat ass. I can't get it out of my mind. Am I overreacting?
Maybe a little bit. Because, you know, he could have been joking around or just kind of...
Badonk.
Exactly. But
honky-tonk.
You could just say, hey, you know, honey, for future reference, anything that may make my butt sound fat, let's steer clear of that.
I think he probably meant it about as positive as
exactly.
you could possibly... I think he probably likes that bootay. Dat ass.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That is D-A-T-A-S-S. Dat ass. You got to put your hands up when you say it.
Mm-hmm.
And kind of wave them in the... Yeah, that's it. Dat ass.
How'd you get it in dem jeans?
Dem jeans.
D-E-M.
Badonkadonk. Haley says, hey, Maggie, I've been dating my boyfriend for about a month. When Christmas rolls around, it'll be about 2 months. What are my obligations as far as Christmas presents go this year?
Oh, if you want to get him something, get him something.
Well, you got to get him something.
Well, right. But, spend however, you know, however much you feel comfortable.
Mm-hmm.
I guess I wouldn't worry about how much he's going to spend. Or you could talk to him and be like, hey, you know, what do you think? Should we put a cap on it? Should we... you know, whatever.
But. Are we going to do gifts this year? Exactly. Do you want to do gifts? Do you want to exchange gifts? So talk about it. Yeah. It's really, okay.
Flat screen.
Mm-hmm. You could always just do like the old lingerie kind of a
Fanta baby.
Eh, that's the gift that could keep on giving. Mm. Or the card that has the gift card for him to take you out to dinner.
There you go.
Why don't you take me out to dinner? Wouldn't you be irritated if you went and got him an Olive Garden gift card and he didn't take you? I've found that a lot of times when people give you, unless it's an elderly relative, a gift card, they expect to go somewhere. They want to eat with you. Like, I want to go with you to this place. Like, last year, I gave Rat some Buffalo Wild Wings money, and he took his wife. And I was like, I thought we were going to Buffalo
Excuse
Wild
me,
Wings.
That's not why I gave those to you.
And we've been in a fight now for like 12 months. 12 months I've been irritated about this. Hmm. On the way, Justin Timberlake, TKO, oddities from the internet, and a chance to get qualified for $500 to Schmidt's Gems and Fine Jewelry when you hear our very own lab rat trying to turn coal into diamonds.
Turn it up.
This is where it's at.
The Morning Playhouse.
With Zero Rat and Maggie.
Wake up.
Get on up.
Y94.